and track 13 and a short roundup of the sport. Starting off with football, and in the game of the day at the top of the South Devon Football League Premier Division, a Carl Foskett double strike sent Newton Abbott 66 back to the top with a fine 2-1 home win against Islington Villa. That was in the Premier Division. In Division 1, Brixham Town produced a battling display to come home from Plymouth True Blues with a well-earned point. People scoring the all-important goals. And in fact, Town were in front twice in the game and they took full advantage of True Blues being reduced to 10 men on two occasions, being in the sin bin. That doesn't sound good. In Division 2, none of the top three played, so Barton Athletic remain 9 points clear of Mount Gould, who have 5 games in hand. At the bottom, although, Newton Rovers moved away from the relegation places with a 2-1 win over Harberton Ford, and Upton Athletic enjoyed a 4-2 win over bottom club Ipplepen Athletic. In Division 3, it continues to produce some great football. Ashburton and Stoke Gabriel are the in-form teams and both won again. Division 4, Kings Kurzweil won again and move 8 points clear at the top. And they do look unstoppable with a 3-0 win over bottom side Barton Athletic, who also finished with 10 players. And that keeps them on course for a perfect first season back in the SDFL. And then draws aplenty in the South West Peninsula League. 5 fixtures went ahead in the South West Peninsula League Premier East on Saturday, January the 11th, with Okehampton, Argyle and Tynmouth AFC seeing their games postponed. Spurs stormed into a 3-0 lead away at Bridport Football Club, only to be pegged back and end up with a single point. That's the football. So now we're moving on to rugby. And another high-scoring affair at Bitton Park. Tiverton fullback Ben Bingham must wish he could play against Tynmouth more often after taking a try hat trick off them in a 43-20 win at Bitton Park. And Newton Abbott All Whites picked up a second win of the Regional 2 Tribute South West campaign on Saturday to grasp a really good start to the year of 2025. Fellow strugglers Truro were the visitors at Rackhays, and a dominant display from start to finish was evidence that the players just had a different attitude in their search for survival. And into a little bit of indoor sport now with table tennis. After the Christmas and New Year break, the South Devon and Torbay Table Tennis League season resumed with a terrific encounter between the two unbeaten teams in the First Division. Division leaders and current champions Newton Abbott Buzzards defeated a strong Newton Abbott Batman side 7-3. And on to hockey. And we have Ashmore men's indoor team acquitted themselves extremely well in Nottingham for the first weekend of matches in the England Hockey Super Sixes Division 1. This form of indoor hockey is super exciting, with plenty of action, goals and superb skills on display made all the more difficult, but the higher rank opponents they faced. A harsh penalty stroke gave keeper Chris Bristow, the opposition, a narrow 2-1 lead. They responded with a more assertive game, though, and there were goals for several people to completely turn the game on its head. That wasn't the end of it, though, with Oxted scoring twice late on to win 5-4. Ashmore ladies faced Launceston and Tavistock away this weekend in a rearranged fixture following the Christmas break. Ashmore were quick off the mark with a perfectly executed corner, and McEwen scored twice on the bounce after the break to complete a hat trick before midfielder Emily Hunter got in on the act to round off an invigorating 6-2 win. And this well-deserved victory keeps them at the top of the table. And that concludes the sports roundup for this week.